Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's get real for a second. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, just spinning and spinning but getting nowhere? Like you're juggling a million things at once, and somehow self-care always gets pushed to the bottom of the pile? Yeah, I've been there. But trust me, this isn't about adding another thing to your already overflowing list. It's about making small, intentional shifts that can actually bring some serious peace and power into your life. And guess what? These practices aren't just for the Zen masters out there, they work for all of us, especially those of us with ADHD brains who crave a little extra magic in our daily routines. Today, we're diving deep into the world of self-care and wellness because let's face it, our mental and emotional well-being is as important as any other part of our lives, right? We've got so much on our plates, deadlines, relationships, societal expectations, it can feel overwhelming. But here's the thing. When you take care of yourself, you actually become more capable of handling all those things with grace and resilience. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that are going to seriously level up your self-care game. 1. Redefine self-care. Forget those Instagram-worthy baths and avocado toast, although hey, if you love them, go for it. Self-care isn't about lavish treatments, it's about actively nurturing your mind, body, and soul. Think of it as giving yourself permission to recharge and refuel so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. 2. Listen to your body. Seriously, tune into those whispers. Ever noticed how your body gives you signals when it's feeling stressed or drained? Maybe it's a headache, fatigue, or even just a feeling of restlessness. These are your cues, your inner GPS telling you what you need. So pay attention and respond accordingly. Way. Mindfulness moments. We live in a world that's constantly pulling us in a million directions. But taking a few minutes each day to simply be present can work wonders. Try incorporating quick mindfulness exercises like deep breathing, body scans, or even just focusing on the sensations of your feet touching the ground. You don't need a yoga mat or hours of free time, just a few moments of focused attention can make a world of difference. 4. Embrace imperfection. This one is huge, especially for us ADHD folks who tend to be our own harshest critics. Remember, self-care isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up with kindness and compassion for yourself, even when you stumble. Celebrate the small wins, forgive your mistakes, and keep moving forward. 5. Seek support. We are not meant to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who uplift and encourage you. Share your struggles, celebrate your triumphs, and remember that a strong support system can be incredibly empowering. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's 7 a.m., the alarm is blaring, and your brain feels like it's running on fumes from yesterday's chaotic day. You're tempted to hit snooze again. But something inside you says nope, today's different. You take a few deep breaths, stretch, and remember that 10-minute mindfulness meditation you downloaded last week. You put on your favorite playlist, and as you move through the stretches, you feel your energy starting to rise. It's not about becoming some Zen master overnight, it's about making small choices that create a ripple effect of positive energy throughout your day. See, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about listening to your needs, prioritizing your well-being, and creating rituals that nourish your soul. And trust me, when you invest in yourself, it shows in every area of your life. So, my beautiful friends, what's one small thing you can do today to show yourself some love? Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, going for a walk in nature, or simply putting down your phone and giving yourself permission to just be. Remember, even the tiniest acts of self-care can make a big difference. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. Tag me on social media or leave a comment below. Let's create a community where we uplift and support each other on this journey to wellness. Keep shining bright, beautiful souls. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Until then, peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.